In Los Angeles today, the family of a documentary filmmaker called on the U.S. military to release him from custody in Iraq. Relatives say 44-year-old Cyrus Carr was arrested nearly 2 months ago in Baghdad while he was making a film. Carr is an American citizen, but he was born in Iran, and family members believe that that is why he is now caught in a legal limbo. NPR's Carrie Kahn has the story.
Cyrus Carr has only spoken with relatives in California 3 times since U.S. authorities took him into custody in Baghdad on May 17th. They say each of the brief phone conversations were heavily monitored. Carr's aunt, Parva Medeiros, says he was able to give few details about his arrest.
I asked him what happened. He said, on the second conversation, he said, we were in a taxi. Then someone said, don't say anything more. And he said, I can't say anything.
Medeiros says she's been able to piece together that her nephew and his cameraman were driving in Baghdad when their taxi was searched by Iraqi authorities. She was told that Iraqi officers found a washing machine timer in the taxi's trunk. Carr, his cameraman, and the driver were turned over to U.S. authorities. A Pentagon spokesman who declined to be identified says authorities found not one but dozens of washing machine timers in a taxi that was pulled over on May 17th. The official says the timers are commonly used in explosive devices. Carr is one of 5 Americans of foreign origin now in U.S. custody in Iraq. Parva Medeiros says her nephew was doing nothing wrong and was just finishing his documentary.
I'm just begging you, please, all of us, let's beg Mr. President to let innocent people go out, including my nephew. My sister and I and our family, we feel what happened to our son. Where is he? What is he doing? Is he sleeping? Is he safe?
Carr was born in Iran but has lived in the United States since he was 2. He graduated from college in California, got an MBA from Pepperdine University, and later served in the U.S. Navy. Relatives say Carr recently became interested in filmmaking and last year traveled to Iran, Turkey, and Tajikistan to shoot a documentary about the life of Cyrus the Great, a Persian emperor and human rights crusader. Producer Philip Diaz, who is backing Carr's documentary, says they often argued about politics. He's stunned that the filmmaker is in custody since Carr is a strong supporter of the Bush administration and the U.S. presence in Iraq.
Cyrus, who is really on the conservative side, was always the joke, you know, about, you know, his political belief and this and that. And you know, but I guess now maybe his political belief will change, you know, because he's in a terrible situation.
Relatives said they've tried for weeks to find out more about Carr's detention. After getting no answers, they decided to sue the federal government with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union. ACLU attorney Marcus Rosenbaum says Carr hasn't been charged, doesn't have an attorney, and has never had a hearing.
Saddam Hussein received more due process from United States authorities than Cyrus Carr, a United States citizen.
Carr's aunt says FBI agents searched her nephew's Los Angeles apartment and have since returned seized computer files and research about his film. She said an agent told her 2 weeks ago that Carr has passed a lie detector test and not to worry, he'd soon be released. The FBI declined to comment. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.